For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. At the beginning of the COVID pandemic, manufacturing companies in the state shifted their operations in two key ways. One was the internal need to meet new customer realities while keeping their employees safe. The other was to ask the question, how can I help?
We have worked with companies on making ventilator parts that basically allow them to accelerate the production of their ventilators equipment.
Menno Ellis is the vice president and general manager of plastics at 3D Systems.
That allowed hospitals to put four or more patients onto an existing ventilator or use things like scuba masks.
3D Systems has operations around the world, including a manufacturing plant in Rock Hill. And as the company's name implies, it makes 3D printers and related equipment mainly for industrial use. But it also develops plans for items that customers can make on their own. In other words, rather than ordering 100 units of a part and waiting for a shipment, you can download plans for the part and 3D print as many of them as you can make at your location. And plans for immediate need parts were released as public domain.
A lot of the material that we put out there can be used effectively by owners and operators of our competitors' equipment. And that's fine. We're not, let's say, as focused on this particular topic on maximizing the profit opportunity for it.
That sentiment has a little more resonance when you consider the company's financial situation at the beginning of the second quarter. 3D Systems just released its Q1 earnings report, and it was hardly great news for the company. Its revenue was 11% down compared to last year, and the company's operations around the world slowed, for exactly the reason you'd expect.
COVID-19 has been a negative impact on our overall business.
This is Vyomesh Joshi, the CEO of 3D Systems, during the company's Q1 conference call and webcast. In it, Joshi outlines the supply chain issues that 3D Systems has had to contend with during the pandemic, mainly a steep drop in demand from the aerospace, automotive, and healthcare industries. The drop in healthcare stems from the postponement of elective surgeries.
This has affected demand for new hardware and associated software licenses.
Another piece of this downturn for the company is its operations in Europe and Asia, where the first coronavirus-related shutdowns occurred. But because it has operations everywhere, it also kind of had its own crystal ball.
This stuff started hitting our radar screen, I would say, probably right around the holiday time frame. So what we said at that point is, as a company, we've got to take care of our employees, right? And from there on, we start looking at how else can we have a positive impact.
The advantage of what is actually called the additive manufacturing industry is that it's based in technology that doesn't need to be in any one spot, which makes it highly adaptable to new situations. But that means that 3D Systems' focus when it comes to its coronavirus fighting efforts has already grown from the early rush to release PPE and special use parts for machinery.
It feels like in a lot of areas, some of these immediate brush fires around PPE and ventilator solutions are getting to be, I would say, under control to a degree. And a lot of emphasis is now shifting towards diagnostic devices. So it's an evolving scenario, which very much is what you expect, right? You triage up front, deal with the most urgent issues, and then as you check those off, then you start working towards the solutions that can help contain and address the situation for a longer term.
The diagnostic equipment includes much-sought nasal swabs for COVID testing. Ellis says the plastics production operations in Rock Hill are central to the company's efforts to stay ahead of a curve that just keeps curving. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.